Police are looking for a Ketchikan man who allegedly assaulted another man with his fists and then struck the man with a vehicle. 22-year-old Thomas Matthews also allegedly threatened the victim with a knife. Deputy Police Chief Josh Dossett describes the incident that occurred Tuesday around 1:30 in the afternoon.
Matthews went to the residence that he had shared it for some time with an ex-girlfriend. They had recently split up. There was another gentleman there with the female outside the residence. He assaulted the victim. Neighbors came out, broke up the fight. Mr. Matthews began leaving once the victim was up off the ground. The victim followed him down the stairs. Mr. Matthews pulled out a knife, threatened him with the knife, then continued down to his vehicle. The victim went down, was on the street, yelling at Mr. Matthews. When Mr. Matthews got in his car, accelerated, spun around, and then struck the victim with his vehicle.
Dossett says the male victim did receive some injuries and was examined by the fire department EMTs, but refused transportation to the hospital. Dossett says police located the green 1995 Jeep Cherokee Matthews was driving at a Forest Park residence Matthews had been staying at. Dossett does not believe Matthews is a threat to others.
This was obviously came out of a domestic situation. I don't believe he's out there to harm other people. It was between him, his ex-girlfriend, and her new boyfriend. But at this point, he's done some serious charges, and we're hoping to locate him here fairly quickly and take him into custody.
As of 4 p.m. Thursday, Matthews had not been apprehended. There is a $50,000 warrant for his arrest.